All right, today, hey guys, today we actually went to a property earlier today, and we kind of just went through the ins and outs of the exit strategy and also gave you some background on how it was purchased. It will be put on the YouTube channel. If you guys have any questions, feel free to ask, and talk to you soon.
Hey guys, welcome to the Commercial Finance Podcast. My name is Leland Baptist, and you're listening to Commercial Finance, sponsored by Lee Chandler. So today we're going to talk about something that a client asked earlier this week, which is the prepayment penalty. All right. For those of us who are not familiar with what a prepayment penalty is, it's essentially when you receive some type of loan or lending from an institution, could be private, could be public, and they issue you a loan, and they have what's called a prepayment penalty. The lender normally will add this as a rider to a mortgage or a loan, as a way to ensure that they receive some type of profitability or max profitability that they can. So for example, let's say that a private lender issues you a loan of 10 years, okay? But they put a caveat there which says, in the event that you go ahead and pay off that loan early, and you pay it off, let's say, within the first 2 years, then they may add a 1% prepayment penalty, and that 1% will be of the loan balance. So for easy math, if your loan is $100,000, then your prepayment penalty in this example would be that of the 1%, which is, of course, $1,000, right? So that would be added on top of, you know, your closing costs and so forth, all right? Now, a prepayment penalty is not something that the average investor should be terribly afraid of, okay? The prepayment penalty is something that you want to include in your exit strategy. It allows you to really dictate, or it allows you to make a decision whether or not it's wise to get out of the loan. Now, one of the things that I always want a client to think about is, don't worry too much about the prepayment penalty. Normally, it will be around 1-2% of the loan balance, okay? The biggest thing that you want to be concerned about, or have your ears perk up at, is in the event that that loan has what's called an ARM, or a adjustable rate mortgage. What that means is that as the Federal Reserve's interest rates go up or down, then that mortgage rate can also reflect that. All right. So as of this recording, we've had quite a few quarters of the Federal Reserve determined to raise the interest rates, and you've seen that impact the housing market greatly, and you will see it impact the housing market going forward. So if you're borrowing money, you're using it for business purposes, and you have what's an adjustable rate, right? Adjustable rate for either a commercial loan or a mortgage. And what that means is that within 6 months or within a year, the lender will say that, you know, your rate is up for negotiation, right? Up for negotiation as far as it to being able to increase. The truth is that a lot of times there's not really a negotiation factor. What actually happens is that the lender will send you a notice saying that they plan on increasing your rate, or that they will increase your rate, okay? And when that happens, some lenders will give you the option to do what's called to buy down or buy back a rate, all right? Buy down or buy back a rate. When that happens, they'll allow you to deduct points or interest rate points if you pay that money or that profit that they would have received, okay? So for example, if you have that adjustable rate and they tell you that they are going to increase your rate by, you know, 1%. Well, whatever amount of money that would have equated to them in additional, you know, yearly or over the time period of that loan, instead of them adding it to your monthly payment, they will allow you to add or to pay them that amount plus or minus a discount, okay? So they may say, hey, listen, we want to raise your interest rate from a 3 to a 5. And you may say, well, wait a second. What can I do to ensure that you will not raise it from a 3 to a 5? They may say, well, you can pay us $5,000 today, and we'll make sure that in the next 2 or 3 years that we won't raise your rate, all right? But what will happen ultimately is after that time period that they have agreed upon, you guys will come back again, and you'll hopefully have that negotiated rate, okay? If you don't, they'll just go ahead and raise the rate, and your payments will reflect the rate increase or rate hike. So that's probably the biggest thing to look out for, is that ARM, that adjustable rate mortgage, or that adjustable rate, and also when the loan is due, okay? If you have a balloon, then that balloon can always pop or be called due, dictated on what the agreed writing is that you signed when you initially receive the loan. But as far as a prepayment penalty, when you're dealing with commercial finance, oftentimes there will be a prepayment penalty, okay? So the benefit with private money compared to, let's say, hard, soft, or bank finance is that normally for private money, there is no prepayment penalty. And that's what makes it advantageous for both the investor and the borrower, or the sponsor or entrepreneur, is that you're able to have less risk, but you're still able to give a substantial benefit or substantial return to the private lender or private investor, okay? So don't shy away from the quote-unquote prepayment penalty. You just want to make sure that there is enough meat on the bone when it comes to your venture. You know what I mean? That's really the biggest thing. You want to make sure that it makes mathematical sense, and it makes good dollars, right? If it makes sense, make dollars. It makes sense. So you want to make sure that your exit strategy is already in play in the event that you do have to reposition that debt, reposition that building, that asset, whatever it may be, in the event that you do go ahead and exceed in your sales goals, and you're needing to go ahead and get out of that loan, that mortgage, or that current financing. So once again, do not be afraid of the prepayment penalty. Before you step into that loan or that outfit, you want to make sure that you have at least two exit strategies that you can apply that will, you know, basically make that prepayment penalty seem very minimal. All right? So, with that being said, I want to thank you all for listening. And feel free to go to our website, which is lee-chandler.com. You can also reach out to us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. And we also have a nice video on lee-chandler.co. That is Lee, L-E-E, hyphen Chandler, C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R.co. Thank you all, and I will speak to you guys soon. Have a good day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.